This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. I've got 60 seconds for an intro today because the last part of this message is going to take up all of our time here today. We're looking in Mark chapter 3. My sermon is entitled Idolatry. What is idolatry? Who does the Bible say is an idolater? Is it bowing down to some statue or something? What is idolatry? That's what we're looking at here today. That's what we've been looking at this week, Monday, Tuesday, and today. Speaking of today, you're invited out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We are in a study, a brand new study we just started. It's in 1 Peter. So please come, bring your Bible and your notepad and pen, something to write on, and dig into the Word of God with us here at Island Community Church, 6 o'clock. Now here's the last part of this message, idolatry.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Shocking, isn't it? The Apostle Paul doesn't want this spiritual condition to happen to you, which is why just one chapter earlier he said this. He says, now I have written to you, chapter 5, not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is. Not a brother who was, because we all, at least most of us, have come out of this. Do not associate with a brother who is sexually immoral, covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler. Reviler, the word loiterous, it means to slander someone with speech, like an abusive mother who tells her children their whole lives, you know, on this hand she goes, I hate these homosexuals over here. And over here she says, you know, you're never going to amount to anything. And you don't realize you're just as guilty as the person you've condemned. Because you're a reviler. To slander someone with speech. While you're all righteous over here condemning another poor brother over here. Reviler. Do not associate with anyone, with a brother who is sexually immoral, covetous, idolater, reviler, and there's drunkard again. Or with an extortioner, not even to eat with such a person. Why? Because this condition is contagious. And God doesn't want you to catch it. This is a contagious condition. And then once you catch this, you're just like, it is how I started. Ah, sin doesn't mean nothing. To each his own. Oh, there's no hell. That's right, you don't want to believe in hell because now you're over here in this camp. You are now a brother who is when you used to be a brother who was. So now that you're over here, now you don't believe in hell anymore. Now you don't believe in sin anymore because you've associated with bad people that have got you here. How many weeks do I have to say it in here? This is a spiritual fight going on for your soul. Jesus spent a third of his ministry casting out demons. Where do you think they all went? Under your bed. But you've got a power and authority over them. Turn the light on. Watch them scatter. Remember, demons are scared of you. They came to Jesus, they fell down before him and cried. They'll do the same thing with you too. They're scared of you. Greater is he that is in you. You've got authority over demons. The Lord Jesus died for you. Just wanted you to see that God doesn't take too kindly to idolatry. Safe to say? Have we looked at enough scripture verses to prove if you're a practicing idolater, you're never going to see the inside of heaven? I don't care how many Hail Marys you pray. Now, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully, worshiping someone else other than God is cool with him. Hopefully, praying to a person or through a person instead of the Son of God is okay with him. Balderdash. It's not okay. From this day forward, you cannot say, I didn't know. Now, if you would please turn with me, Ephesians chapter 5. Continuing on this theme of idolatry. Ephesians chapter 5. Question. Is idolatry just bowing down before an idol or worshiping something or someone other than God? Right, Shannon. Let's see what the word says. Chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us. An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor or aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather the giving of thanks. For this you know, here we go, same list. This is the third church he's warned now about this. This you know, that no fornicator or unclean person nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let me read this to you from the ESV, chapter 5, verse 5. This is what it says. It says, for you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is, an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Yikes. No inheritance. As if God had a will and once read, next to your name is the things of this world. Inheritance. I read yesterday this old quote from C.S. Lewis. He says, shoot for heaven and get the world thrown in. Shoot for the world and get neither. Let no one deceive you with empty words, meaning better not let anyone talk you out of this truth. Or, nah, don't listen to that junk. What does he know? Right? Let no one deceive you with empty words. Modern technology has disproved the Bible. We know it's a myth. Have you ever heard that before? I hear it all the time. And I'll tell you, that lie can appeal to your flesh in a time of weakness. Look, your flesh and the Satan are best pals. My flesh and the devil himself are longtime friends and belong to the same club. Paul said, in me dwelleth no good thing. Your flesh is evil. You're a three-part being. Your spirit is one with the Lord. What's left is your soul. And I encourage you to team up your soul on the side of your spirit by renewing your mind every day. Being in the Word of God. Pray. Listen to worship music. Put your soul on the side of your spirit and you'll get the victory. That's how you do it. It's a constant fight over your flesh to win this fight. Let no one deceive you by empty words, vain words that carry no weight. For because of these things, This text continues. The wrath of God comes on the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. Idolatry. This from dictionary.com. Idolatry. An extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone. Let me read that again. An extreme admiration, love, or reverence for something or someone. May we all be idolaters. Let's idolize Almighty God. Right? I can say that in a good sense, right? I idolize His word. It's my life. Extreme admiration, love, and reverence for something or someone. Hallelujah. Don't let this terrible sin describe you. And the 1 billion Catholics that are in the world, God help us. This is going to go out on the radio and on the podcast. I hope I've insulted you. That was my intention. If I didn't insult you today, 1 billion Catholics. Now, don't get me wrong. I know of countless Catholics that are saved who brought up that way, and they don't worship Mary. They quietly think that old dogma is a bunch of nonsense. There are millions of Catholics that are saved. But if you don't know this word, boy, you're going down a slippery slope. If you get on your knees here and pray and you utter the name of someone else other than Jesus, I'm warning you, you're practicing idolatry if you do that. The Lord Jesus says, turn and repent. Read the word of God. When you read the word of God, it should open your eyes. We have one mediator between God. It's just like that old picture. Who drew that? Who drew that famous picture? Michelangelo did that. Right? The old God reaching down, Adam reaching up. Well, there's someone in between both of those. His name is Jesus. He is our intercessor. Who would want anything other than that? Other than Him. Anything other than Him. Worshiping anything other than Him is idolatry.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
There is no one like You. Still I cry out, Father. I cry out, Father. You don't have to, but I hear You call me Your son. Hear You call me son. Well then, You can't